Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The Forest County Sheriff's Department has confirmed human remains were found in Leona last week. The remains were discovered at a property on Silver Lake, just off Highway 8. Sheriff Jeffrey Marvin says the state crime lab is helping in the investigation along with Wisconsin DOJ. According to a report from WJFW-TV in Rhinelander, a neighbor said the man who recently purchased the property was digging the foundation for a lakeside cabin when he found skeletal remains on Wednesday. Another person who lives nearby said he heard skulls had been found. Local and state forensic authorities were sifting through a large pile of dirt Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. Authorities say there's no danger to the public, but as the investigation is ongoing, they're not releasing further information at this time. A couple sure signs summer in northeast Wisconsin has arrived over the weekend. Brown County's Breakfast on the Farm kicked off June Dairy Month at Tyndale Farms in Wrightstown on Saturday. Visitors enjoyed a hearty farm breakfast with plenty of fresh dairy products. They could also tour the farm, see an antique tractor display, and enjoy a petting zoo. And swimmers took their first dip of the season in the Ishwaubomay Lake on Saturday. The man-made lake in Ishwaubomay Park features a sandy beach, diving boards, and other aquatic equipment. The park also has sand volleyball courts, playground equipment, and picnic areas for families to spend summer days enjoying the outdoors together. An early morning shooting in Appleton yesterday sent a teen to the hospital. Appleton police say they were called to Arbutus Park on West Packard Street around 1:45 a.m. for a report that someone was shot. Officers found a teen with a gunshot wound. They say the teen was sent to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say this was a targeted incident involving groups of people who know each other. Menominee police say they found the body of a kayaker who went out in the waters of Green Bay last Friday morning and hadn't been seen since. Police say the person launched the kayak near Veterans Memorial Park in Menominee, Michigan. Police say they searched extensively on foot and also with drones and a boat. They say the kayak washed ashore just before midnight, about a mile from the park. Firefighters found the person deceased and submerged several hundred yards offshore around 2:20 a.m. Police say they don't suspect any foul play. They're not releasing the person's name yet, pending family notification. It looks like the Chicago Bears will soon be calling Indiana home. Officials announced plans last week to build a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana, about 30 miles south of downtown Chicago. Indiana Governor Mike Braun issued a statement asking Hoosier residents to welcome the Chicago Bears to the state. Braun said he looks forward to building a partnership, quote, as strong as the 85 Bears defense, unquote. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin has reached a $10 million settlement with Tyco Fire Products over PFAS contamination linked to firefighting foam. The agreement resolves part of a 2022 lawsuit alleging Tyco released PFAS chemicals into the environment beginning in 1962. State officials say the money will be placed in a trust fund for cleanup efforts. Tyco also agreed to continue providing replacement wells and support long-term monitoring and remediation. A separate lawsuit involving Tyco and other companies remain active. A joint trial has been scheduled in Manitowoc County in connection with the death of 3-year-old Elijah View. Court records show Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang faced charges, including child neglect and child abuse. Prosecutors alleged Bauer sent Elijah to stay with Vang at his apartment as a form of discipline. Vang reported the boy missing in February 2024 before a large-scale search was launched. Authorities later identified human remains found near Camp Manitow as Elijah's. The trial is set for April 14th. The State Patrol says it will be watching Wisconsin highways from the air this week. They'll be trying to spot speeding and aggressive driving. Flights are planned today on 43 in Ozaukee County, tomorrow on 94 in Dunn County, Thursday on Highway 53 in Eau Claire County, and Friday on Highway 51 in Marathon County. Troopers say pilots can see dangerous driving more clearly from above and will radio officers on the ground to make stops. The goal, they say, is safety and getting drivers to slow down, not just writing tickets. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball in the desert. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series tonight in Las Vegas against the A's. They'll play at the Las Vegas Stadium. Now, that's the home of the minor league team there, the Aviators. The A's new stadium does not open until 2028. It's the first of two series for the A's in Nevada before they head back to Sacramento. The Brewers with a 12-4 victory over the Rockies in Denver yesterday. Pitcher Shane Drouin got the win. Pat Murphy on what he likes about the lefty that they picked up from Boston.
Yeah, he's just poised as hell. You know, he's poised as hell. He attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw any pitch in any count. That heater, sneaky, really, really good. Two-seamer's good. You know, he's basically throws five pitches and commands all of them. Yeah, this kid's special.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Ben Crane, the winners at the AmFam Championship at TPC near Madison. Steve Stricker's twosome finished 17th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. More clouds than sun today, with showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm as well. Highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the mid-60s. A leftover shower Tuesday morning, then partly sunny, very warm and humid, with highs in the upper 80s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm. FM.